כמה שאני מתרגש.
How much I'm excited.
שלום חברים.
Hello friends.
כפי שאתם רואים, אנחנו
פה. As you can see, we're sitting here, 10 number 3. We have the great privilege of serving the society in moderating the Shivat Chaverim today. Today we're going to have an explosion of Yeshivat Chaverim. And just for this, I want to give a big hand to everyone. I want to get here a big hand. Truly, we're going to have something special. We had a very special preparation for this topic, and we are about to realize the advice that we received from Rav, which is to work on the Rabash principles. And out of all the principles, we selected the principle of the greatness of the friend. We're going to have workshops together, and later on in some phase, we're going to go to the full assembly. I will read an excerpt, and later on in the tense, we're going to ask questions about it. Hello, hello friends. Hello, World Kli. Hello to all our friends who gathered together in Tbilisi, I guess. They're not showing them on the screens. Or maybe in Minsk. Indeed, today we have a great privilege to scrutinize what is a friend, what is the greatness of the friend. Today we will engage in the writings of Rabash. We have already tasted from this great thing. We know that we haven't yet started to even scratch the surface of this. All the workshops will be around the manuscripts of Rabash. We know that it's not some literature research or something you do with your intellect. We want to do it in practice. We're sitting in tents, and in those tents we are going to scrutinize a very major principle, the greatness of the society, the greatness of the friend, the greatness of the tent. And from that, and I'll take you all the way to the end, we're going to leave with the greatest reward, the Kli of faith, Emunah. We're going to come tomorrow to the morning lesson as one connected tent with the vessel of faith, no less than that.
And
the main thing, guys, is to go out with a sensation. And while we'll scrutinize in the tents, we will try to feel what is a friend who is talking. And the main thing is the feeling of what is a friend in the tent, what is the tent itself. So open up your hearts, open them up, and feel what is happening between us. And this will be our reward. Okay, we're going to read an excerpt from the writings of Rabash, and it works like this. In the greater the majority, the greater the glory of the king, meaning the more friends we have, they produce a stronger feeling of the greatness and importance of the Creator. Then each and every one, his body feels that all the actions that he wishes to perform for sanctity, which is to bestow to the Creator, will be considered for him as a great fortune, that he merited entering among the people who are granted serving the king. Then each small action that he performs, he is full of joy and pleasure that he now has something with which to serve the king. And now within the tents, we will scrutinize what do we get joy out of? What are we happy about? I just want to remind everyone that we also have the internet station. We're really longing to hear you, to read what you're sending to us. Alex Ognitz is sitting here, who happens to be, of course, there is no coincidence, he's part of 10 number 3, he's really expecting to hear from you. So come on guys, we are in the most special event we have in reality, Sunday, the worldwide global Yeshivat Chaverim. Let's realize it, let's use the opportunity, let's extract joy from it. What is the question again? The question is, what do we get joy out of? All right, in the tents.
Mayesh
We're waiting for the focus group, friends. The happiness is because I can actually, I call it to use the friends which are parts of my soul in order to be in contact with the quality of bestowal, because only through them I can bestow, only to them I can bestow, only in them I can discover anything. There's great joy because there's somebody with which to go above reason. There's somebody to be angry at, to love, and there is a common path that we can walk on, which is actually the most pure process of building the Kli. Here we're getting further away and then closer, close together, further away and close together. And this is the most meaningful way we can make advance, go to go forward. We can really feel it. Puff, puff, puff.
Joy, greatness of the friends, greatness of the goal, whereby in the eyes the most important, and the total annulment towards the whole society, personal example. This is joy because in the example they give us the power.
Happiness because the Creator gave us a special attitude and we can together work for Him. And it's truly rejoicing.
They said that it's a great mitzvah to be in joy. Joy is bestowing. So the more I'm doing, the more I'm helping the friends to connect, the more I serve the society more. It doesn't matter how I feel, whether it's corporeal pleasure or not. If I succeed exiting myself for the sake of the group, it's the greatest joy existing, because then I serve the Creator.
Joy for me is to see the friends that I can truly see as great. I'm happy to see friends who are advancing, that are always adding in sanctity and not coming, descending in sanctity. And I'm happy to be in such a society, and that there is such a society in this world.
Just looking at your faces, how delved in you are, how charged you are, like guerrilla fighters before they're going on attack. It's very rejoicing because one could really feel as if this weight on the one hand, on the other hand, the joy that come above it, there's no happier joy than that. Looking at the friends, seeing those two fringes and with a smile.
I'm happy that I don't have anything left to say, because really my corrected parts have already said things that that are true and very powerful.
Joy from having such great friends, and that I have that privilege, and that the Creator have given me the opportunity to be next to them. Even so, you're happy to be next to great friends, and you're happy in together with them. You could, to some extent, taste the Creator, that they're already there a long time ago, but by connecting to them, you can slightly taste some of it too. And the joy from the fact the Creator has contentment from this whole connection that grow more and more among us. And and strengthen up.
Happiness, because there is happy in the upper ones, that I see a friend helping a friend. It's so simple. I see a friend helping a friend, and I know that the Creator is happy, and that's true joy.
Joy from the Creator giving me and the friends the power to overcome that gap between what you feel on the inside and the show they do on the outside. Indeed, it's a very great overcoming. This is how you discover that force, how immense it is. Joy from the fact that everything seemed before me, I see in the connection between the friends and I, meaning all the disconnection, connection, the work, everything that shown to me that I need to do, all that I think I've done, all of it is in the connection towards the friends. And that's the joy, because in that you see how you're in contact. It's not a disconnection or connection, but your attitude is towards that connection, towards that point of coming to the connection. Yes, and that connection with you guys, with all these pieces of my heart, with those eyes, with this beating heart, and this is a great joy. It's after long journeys in the world and searching for partners like you guys. We are here, brothers, sitting around the same table for the sake of the group.
Happiness that we feel as one big sheep in this voyage. Nobody is trying to...
Well, now we're moving to the main part of the workshop. Once I heard the question, what joy is, I'm looking at the screens, I see the world clear, Israeli clear. See what joy, it's not just joy, it's security. How can you not be in joy? We see all this greatest of the generation throughout the entire world, the world clear, looking at you and watching you and this Yeshivat Chaverim, and in each and every morning lesson. Not only joy, security and joy. So before we move into the next question, I'd like to ask the reader to read excerpt number one. Shaul.
From the writings of Rabash. From the writings of Rabash.
Orange.
Concerning the importance of friends. Indeed, there are two conditions about the attainment of the sublimity. One, to always listen and receive the appreciation of society to the extent of their greatness. Two, the environment should be great, as it is written, in the multitude of people is the king's glory. To accept the first condition, each student must feel that he is the smallest among all the friends. And then he will be able to receive the appreciation of the greatness from everyone. This is so because the greater one cannot receive from the smaller one, much less to be impressed by his words. Only the lower one is impressed by the appreciation of the greater one. And against the second condition, each friend must raise the degree of every friend as though he was the greatest of the generation. Then the environment will work on him as though it was a truly great environment, because the greatness of the building or the structure is more important than the number.
The next question... As far as I'm concerned, that's the most important thing, the greatness of the friend. We heard for many times that the whole advancement is depend upon the friends, the environment, and only due to the greatness of the friends, we can advance. And the question is, what is the greatness of the friend?
Let's go, let's do it in tens. We're now scrutinizing in practice. What is the greatness of the friend? How do I realize in the ten the greatness? But it's not, you know, Rabash wrote something, it seems to me, or some nice words. How do I actualize the greatness of the friend in my ten? Davai. And of course, let's do it with joy. And once you finish around, please pass the microphone on to a different focus group so we get a chance to hear other people. Without the friends, you stand no chance to go anywhere. That's why they're great. They're great because that's what you have. It is the only thing, the only means, the only true, correct means by which it is possible to reach where we want, all of us. Therefore, they're great. And to nullify before them is correct, it is simple, it's easy. That's what you have to do because that's how it is, because that's what you have. The greatest of the friend means to look at each one of you here and to know that people simply don't understand what exertion it is possible to invest, what force people are investing, where do they take those forces from? And the power that we have here in the society is something that Kabbalists were expecting for many, many years. This is our role, and in each one of us, how do you bring yourself out? How do you bring all that you that he has? Not almost or almost or somehow, but always, 100%, just to be envious of the others and love. Exactly, we have to create such an influence of the environment in a group that we will succeed in seeing all the efforts and all the exertion that each friend is investing. Each friend here is the greatest of the generation. Each one is investing beyond his own power. We don't always see it, but if between us we will talk about it, we will succeed in exposing and seeing how much each great friend is the greatest of the generation. We'll see all the friends in greatness. I'll say one sentence. The friend is great because the Creator is great. Each one is a spark. He has a spark from the puzzle of the whole general soul, and we're putting these sparks together. Therefore, each one is the greatest of the generation. So each one is the greatest of the generation. That's it. The greatness of the friend is his internality. Is the power of love in him for the whole world. It's the center. All the friends from the whole world Kli. And if we look at the internality and not at the externality, then we will see that there is something true there that you cannot find anywhere else in this world. Nowhere can you find this yearning, this desire, this love, which is inside each friend here. That and all the friends, they want the confidence. There's something true in each friend for the whole world. It's something really huge. L'chaim. I want to continue, Johnny. I also think, you know, I'm constantly... I ask myself, what am I doing here? And the answer is that only here I can find the great friends that I can be influenced from, the energy, the force, the direction towards the Creator. The greatness of the friend, that he is the Creator who is revealed between us, the greatness of the goal that appears in the words of each one of us who is now talking, is that when we are all included in one another, and when we nullify towards the words of the friend, then the one who is connecting us is revealed. And his greatness depends on the unification of each and every one. The greatness of the friend is an emotional thing. It is devotion, where each one is truly investing efforts against nature. Every moment, every thought is against nature. It is work towards the goal. It is work towards attaining the quality of bestowal in order to give contentment to the Creator. And when each one is performing such efforts, it is impossible to describe it. There are no words that you simply see that each one is doing the maximum. Okay, friends, let's take another step. Let's go deeper in, more strongly into the connection, and let's now start thinking about how do we actually realize it. And inside of the greatness of the friend, we start building the vessel of faith. Let's hear Niv reading another excerpt, then another question, and we'll go deeper in. From the writings of Rabash concerning the importance of the friends, it follows that in the matter of love of friends, that they help each other, it means that it's enough for everyone to regard his friend as being of the same degree as his own. But because everyone should learn from his friends, there is the issue of Rav and disciple. For this reason, he should consider the friend as greater than his friend, than himself. But how can one consider one's friend as greater than himself when he can see that his own merits are greater than his friend's, that he is more talented and has better natural qualities? There are two ways to understand this. One, he's going with faith above reason. Once he has chosen him as a friend, he appreciates him above reason. Two, this is more natural, within reason. If he has decided to accept the other as a friend and works on himself to love him, then it is natural with love to see only good things. And even though there are bad things in one's friend, he cannot see them. As it is written, love covers all crimes.
Well, friends, so let's take this electricity of Rabash flowing between us and indeed find this special force of that wisdom of the Creator that is specifically between us. And we attain it due to the greatness of the friend. So let's bring contentment to one another. Let's open the more deeper state, and inside each and every ten, we want to discover it. We want to realize now practically. Later on, we'll go out in circle and share with everyone. So all the world here want to read your conclusions, and let's make one more effort. The greatness of the friend. How through the force of Rabash, I find this principle of the greatness of the friend.
Out of the fact that the Creator chose this group for me, every spark here in the group is something, somebody special. I decide that I care for every friend. I do the best in order to care for every friend. And out of this daily concern, the daily thought, calling a friend, those who don't come, we call them, and I care for the friends that they will disseminate and do everything out of this routine work. Gradually, love develops. It is a tested formula, and it works.
The greatness of the friend. What is the principle of the greatness of the friend? Our way, our development in that way is to come to a state of love. State of love, meaning when the friend is the one important in my eyes, he's important to me, and his needs are the one I want to fulfill. And even if I'm not there yet, I need to resemble myself as if I'm there. And this is our game, this is our work in the game, in the group. We are playing the final state, the state we need to come to. And from Lo Lishma, we come to Lishma. In the breaking, it's great. See that state the same. We see ourselves as small, the friends as great. Once we put ourselves as small, sorry guys, we can't hear it. Simply can't hear. The greatness of the friend can't come due to my egoistic nature. Rather, the only chance is to be in acting, and until acting becomes something real, and this way towards you, my intention would become from to receive to bestow.
To come out of my self-love. You can hear me? Towards love of others, that's the greatness that we have to reach by coming out of my egoistic desire, my self-love, and connecting to a friend in order to reach his greatness, and I also reach equivalence of form with him. In short, to be similar to the upper one, to my friend. The moment that I reach his state, his status.
Rabash is the first Kabbalist that gave us accurate technology. How should we behave in the group? What do we need to do? How should we relate to the friend, to the teacher, to his books? And most important, how to help one another. Meaning, a principal work in our point in our work is support, support in the friends. Support not only in practical things, also in thought. We need to think about the friends all the time. This morning I've said, what percent of your time are you thinking of the friends? How to acquire faith? Is it 50% of the day you're thinking of the group, or the whole day you're thinking of them? So we need to reach a state that the whole day we're thinking, and this is our life.
Yes, and how do you really reach to thinking about the group and seeing them as great, as Slava said, and Mickey and the other friends? Only by nullifying towards them, by dissolving in that soup, that spiritual field where your friend are already in the end of correction. And only if you nullify there, if you dissolve there, then you will receive the forces from there, and you truly see your friends as truly great. They're truly great, and they're determined to reach the goal, and you really get those forces from them.
Yes, I can testify that I have not come across a place. Only the friends.
Душа не брат, жить в мире с Богом не привыкну я никак. Прочь, сомнений будь, разгонит сердце темноту творения луч. Чтоб я заметил, что весна вокруг цветет, а на реке уже растаял зимний лед. Чтобы я понял, что над пропастью завис, лишь зов друзей меня все время тянет ввысь. Нам всем всегда в любви друг к другу по подобию Творца. Я не забуду вашу силу из добра, хоть и судьба нас разводила иногда. Мы не расстанемся, надеюсь, никогда. В единстве нашем наша сила от Творца. Ночь, какая ночь. Луч света, будто бы огарочек свечи. Жизнь, как день прошла, но не прошли усталость, суета. Хочу я радоваться звездам при луне. Хочу понять, зачем живу я на земле. Прошу Бога сохранить моих друзей. Хочу трудиться и растить своих детей. Дай, 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 дара, 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 дай, дай. Радость в жизни есть. Мы на пути, в котором ходу нет назад. Брат, не забывай, когда мы вместе, свобода без преград. Пред ним я низко голову склоню, я изложу ему сердечную нужду. Не сомневаюсь в том, что он меня поймет. И выше свет на вас, на всех дождем прольет. Лай, лай, лай.
Friends, now we would like to go all the way and follow Rav's advice and actualize his request. And indeed, we want to have a representative from every ten that will give us the heart of the ten, that he'll stand up and shortly, with one sentence, he'll tell us what for them came out of the discussion about what is the greatness of the friend, how do you reach the greatness of the friend, how do you realize it, with a sentence, give us the essence of the workshop in every 10. Please put your hand up in the air and...
Danny, one second. This is Bhag Sheth here. We're writing everything down. We summarize and later we'll pass it on to everyone from the whole world. We want to remind the chain of congresses we're about to face. Now we just came out of the 10 and we're connecting to one big Kli, one big 10, one body. Now we'll hear Danny Weitzfeld and the 10.
Oh, I wanted to say that Peter is going to summarize.
So. All right, I'll only get ready.
I'm passing it on to Gadi. Quickly.
Right, what occurred here is the greatness of the friends. Friends here with a very big joy. Feel the greatness of our Rav. They feel how we are on the way to receive faith above reason. They are caring for one another. Yuda, say something.
That's it, you're out of time. Yeah, world from the world, friend from the world, clean. Oraloni now, please, go ahead.
Friends, here are so big. Every friend here, I'm looking in his eyes and he's burning so much towards the goal. They're all here knowing the job. They all deserve more than anyone else. I don't know, every friend here is a whole world. These giant friends and every friend here feel lucky to be in the group, to be in the 10. And simply every friend here is pure bestowal, and I feel very lucky to be in my 10. L'chaim, friends.
You have to imagine the friend as the next degree that you yearn to and that you want to reach adhesion with. And then there is no problem to have greatness.
Friends, it's short. We wrote a little song. Join us, please, in the chorus. Only the light reform from us to we, from we to one. That's the chorus.
We just wanted to say this is an ancient Mexican tune.
Alright, friends, we have gathered here. We've joined our 10 also the world. Clearly, we have two representatives. And the truth is, we spoke in different languages. Some they didn't understand, some we didn't understand what was said. But indeed, we felt that we are together, we are one. And indeed, it's something that can't be taken away from us. Also, the difference of languages make no difference. When it was translated, then everyone said exactly what the other one thought, that the other one that's sitting here. So indeed, that 10. As if there is something part of the 10 that simply are in a certain trip and now they came over and we met and as if always been together.
Here on the internet, the world is speaking a single language. They're all speaking the language of joy. We have here Astana, Kazakhstan, Kharkov, Ukraine, San Francisco, Natanya, Voronezh, friends from Berdichev, the Prague group, Krasnoyarsk, St. Petersburg, Spain, Holland, San Francisco say, we gathered here in order to discover the Creator. We'll do it with joy. Natanya are saying, our joys out of effort. Voronezh are saying, the joy appears in the group that has love of friends. Dnepropetrovsk are saying, joy comes from the feeling of unity. Joy flows from the screen with full power. Super mega ascent. We're all a single person with one heart, one group.
Well, friends, due to the public request, people broke the windows, doors, and everything. They asked for you, Yoam Reuters, to come back. So the generation is worthy, and Yoam Reuters is back to us with the news of the world clean.
In truth, I wasn't going to say it, but you started it, so I'll say it. I really missed it. And the yearning was to look, you know, you look at the end of Shabbat and today and what the world group, Weltkli is sending us, that's the best possible preparation. But let's go back to the issue for which we gathered. Today we are in a momentum of fulfilling Rav's requests. Rav asked more than once that he will have a single place for which to see all the activity of dissemination in Israel and all over the world. I'm sure you heard that. And following this request, many friends came up, a big team. I'm just a representative here. We'll talk about them in another chance. But there's a big crew in the whole world. Please, some sitting here, some sitting in different places all over the world. And we reached a state today where it is possible to present this activity already, the dissemination activity in the world Kli, and you can see it with a single view. So let's see the first slide. These are just a tasting of what the friends sent us. So the very first slide is a report from the Spanish Kli. We have a report from Chile, Colombia, Argentina, and Mexico City. The picture that you are now seeing is a picture where the second semester is starting in Mexico City. The picture that you're seeing is from the introductory lecture. What caught my eye is, if you look, it can be anywhere in the world, really. Ranan, Petah Tikva, Moscow. So, it's really a flesh of our flesh, sitting maybe a bit far in Mexico City. Endless, you know, inspiration. The second advertisement, the second picture, is a picnic in Nizhny Novgorod. Nizhny Novgorod, actually, almost correctly. And the nice thing was that it was truly according to Rav's request, because they advertised it twice. Once that it's about to happen, so the friends in the vicinity who are there, and we see a picture on the map of where they came from, can reach this picnic. There was a whole process and preparation, and they said that the forest has a healing effect, and I think the friends also have a healing effect, but really they did a very nice advertisement for it. And following that, they sent pictures, a whole album of pictures. This is just one picture. We see the love of friends, the activities that they did, and the friend who publicized it, Pavel, he wrote, and it really was moving. He is now feeling the heart of the group. That's what he wrote. So just read that and dissolve. And following all of that, we opened up the deficiency. So how do you fill up these wonderful posts? So the third slide is Sviva Tova. In Sviva Tova, on the left side, it's a little small. You can see it in all the different languages, almost all the languages. It will soon come into all the languages. It says, write to us. If you press that, a form opens up that you don't see right now. You fill up the details there, and you put in your inspiration. L'chaim, friends. There's a link on the side, if you saw that, called Dissemination News.
Friends, let's receive the friends from Minsk. Minsk, говори.
מי שלא מבין עוד לא בגדלות החבר, אז אני לא יודע מה אתם Здесь просто чудеса. Я передаю.
Won't have a congress. Simply miracles, okay here. We came from Moscow, Peter, big delegations. We met here, great warmth and great preparation of the friends all 3 days. This warmth simply rise into big flame of fire, and we demand of the Creator to ignite more and more this fire. We divided roles for everyone to talk about something else, but now we confuse one another. We just want to say that this field, this format, new format, that inconceivable format of work, of the synergy of love and productive work where everyone mingled with one another and really trying to scrutinize the directions that we must develop towards. In those 2 days we managed to do a great leap, and I'd like now again to repeat over that incredible field of warmth and love revealed between the friends. Indeed, everything developed in speed. Everyone came to Minsk. Minsk, how many years we waited for it, and now there's such work, really active, common work, such intensity, and then simply such a feeling that here, we'll build this house, we'll build this place. I start thinking, well, I came to the nearby room, and as if the sensation that in the same field that is going with me.
We erased all boundaries. We lost any distinction between who the friends are, where they came from, and we formed this feeling that this Congress is happening, taking place for so long, and this Congress is not only in Belarus, in Minsk. It is in a single, united, shared place where everybody connects.
We entered this series of congresses, starting in Mexico, then the US, then here, we'll end up in Romania. Here, as a matter of fact, everything is ready. All the systems are being activated. Really soon we'll advertise, we'll put the congress site, and I want to say, we want to say, we are waiting you in the congress!
And now, huge friends to the great friend with the huge heart, Zohar from Chicago.
Hi, friends, greatest of the generation, what greatness. What's important? Simply, there are no words to say the importance we're feeling now. The sensation as if the world clearly melted. The languages, as Gilad said, you don't need translation anymore. As Yariv said, we need to find a new job. We don't need translators anymore. That's it. We're entering a new era. We're just connecting the hearts, as Rabash said. Just the friends. There's nothing else. In recent days, in weeks and weeks, we are getting ready to this chain of congresses, and it's not just a preparation, it's preparation for this pillar of dawn, as I'll tell us. It's that expectation for this huge thing that is about to occur between us, and all that it takes is for us to take it seriously, so that our preparation won't be as if, have you read lesson number 1 to 7 for that congress or the other congress? Do you know all the songs? Rather, are you ready now for this Yeshivat Chavrim and for the morning lesson that is approaching and the next lesson that is approaching and all that happened and the connection with the friends and this huge thing? We are feeling such connection with all the friends in the world clean. The guys from the congress in Jersey and the guys from the congress in Guadalajara, as if every day are in the meetings so that the content would be one flow and really entering from Ibur to spiritual birth. So from the beginning to end. To end last night after our night, after the last morning lesson, we had a meeting with all the world, all the friends from Minsk and Moscow and Peter and Dnipro, Dzerzhinsk, I don't know how to say it, and all the friends, these greatest giants, these huge, amazing friends, and we really felt that from now on we open a new page. We're no longer getting ready for one congress as if we are organizing 3 days of congress. Congress. we are organizing the rest of our life, spiritual life, from here till the end of Gmar Tikkun together. We are so happy to have the opportunity to speak together. Indeed, there are no words to express that the greatness of the friends here. What greatness of these giants of the generation that bring such importance and bring the spirit of Abash through our great love. And what a feeling and what joy it brings us that we have the opportunity to do, to fill up our role in this world and bring the world the correction that is so needed, that is so, it's such a great need, and let's do it together. L'chaim.
L'chaim Nebaou!